What did everybody say? Last week, we had the schus of introducing a important, a bit complicated, but an important sugya in Masechtas Nedarim, which is a shas sugya, as so many of these sugyas are, but nigea to the concept of gidulim. The large sugya, we were not able to do everything that's kalu on the sugya last week, so we're going to do a part two, which discusses the concept, the gather of bitul of gidule heter that are mevatel a ikar, which may be usr. So there's a central chakira in the side of the ikar of the gather of how this bitul works, and we need to understand the sugya background in order to understand how the achrayim, rishayim, and achrayim view this mahalach. So this is rooted in Shemitah. We are talking about bitzalim. Bitzalim are usually translated as, it's a vegetable, as onions. So the bitzalim were rained upon, and then they grew. And the question is that if they're bitzalim of Shvius that were rained upon in Shvius, and now it's Mitzoy Shvius, they're mutter. Why they're mutter? It must be because when they're rained upon, they create gedulim. And these gedulim are mevatel, the iser, the actual gedulim of Shvius are aser because they are produce of Shvius. After Shvius, and Mitzoy Shvius, they are mutter. Says the Gemara, Bitzalim Shreel and Gashamim, Bitzamchu, Imayo Alan Shlehem Shchayer, Asurin. Hayrukin Mutar, Rabchina Ben Atina Simram, Yechayel Litlesh Baal Shalehen Asurin, Kondegl Mitzoy Shvius, Mutarin. Mar says, why should they be mutter Mitzoy Shvius? Lememra, the Gidule Heter, Malin, Esha Isur. Adkan, Lashain, Hagemara, which means, what comes out that if the alin are shchayrin or yerukin, what's the difference in the color of the alin? So the Ran explains that if the alin are already shchayrin, this is a raya that the gedulin are good gedulin, and they grew from the karka, and therefore the gedulin are sufficiently invested with enough cheshivas to be mevatel the ikur. The gidulim are mevatel the ikur. What kind of gidulim and what kind of bitul do we have here? So in a normal bitul, the halacha of bitul beroiv is obviously not 51 to 49. You need shishim. Kach mekiblu rabbi seinu, that bitul of isurim in what we call Yeridaya is bitul b'shishim. What is the halacha of bitul gidulim? From this Mishnah, all it says is that these alin were hushcharu, and therefore there's sufficient alim that grew, and they had yanika, but who says there were 60? If it's a classical case of bitul, you should need shish. Let's see the Ran. If you can make it bigger, please. Tell him shalom shvius b'shvius v'tzamchu. Amayim shalom shcharen asurin lav shcharen. Mamish doesn't mean actual black. El meitel meshachar se mechir she gidulan yofa. They're growing well. U'mikarka shvius nizgadlu, and they're therefore are peroi shvius. And therefore they are asur. Hayrika mutarin, shekivin shem yerukin, lav mimachmas yankus hakarkin as gadlu, ala machmas habetzel atzmai. So what the Ran is explaining here is that there are two possible reasons why something should have grown and something should have been formed into a something that has a classification as an usher dika item. And either that is because it grew on its own, which would make the gedulin a object on its own, or no. They are from the Betzel. If it's on its own, mutter. If it's from the Betzel, usser. And therefore, this is the marker, not exactly a coloring marker. This is the marker that determines that. And now the round concludes. There is more leaves, whatever we want to call the gedulim, outnumber the ikur. And the ikur becomes bottle. Rabu gedolim al ikur habetzal ben. So as we said, it doesn't mashmat that there are 60 times here of gedolim versus the ikur. There are enough leaves here to constitute 60 times. Not mashma. Said the Taisis read that the entire sugya of gedolim is a chiddush. It does not require shishim. As long as the gedolim came from the ikur and they outnumber it, it does not require bittul b'shishim. And the lashon of the Ran that you're looking at is mashma the same. Taisa's read was before the Ran, but the Ran seems to hone in here on the fact that it's rabu gedolim. And Riboi Ba'alma de Mahani. The Rambam base repeats this again. We do not need to know that it is a classical case of Bittul. In the Ran on Divrei HaMaskil Shvius Ran says that it's Riboi on the Iker. Now, the question is here, does everybody agree with this? So let's take a look at the Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid says it's Mefurish. The Ran has it a little bit. Here's the Ran on Beis I mentioned. Shabbos, Mutar does not say anything about Shishim. Rabu. Tosfos Rid said this more Mefurish. It's a long shtick. I'm going to take a few lines out of here. And he says in line six, Mutar and Afal Pichlein Nisraba Heter B'Shishim. The line that we need here, Rav Pesach, is the line that begins, which Mutarin, Af, a few lines down. Af Pichlein Nisraba Heter B'Shishim. I lay Osim Bavatale Vahakal Osir. That's the Shaila. That's the shaila here in the Gemara, but the Tzitzit says mefurish that there's no requirement that the bittul be mishisha. The problem is earlier in the sugya earlier on the Nun Zayin Amid Beis, the Ran in explaining a shaila in the Gemara, the Ran there says that a betzel sheikra b'shvius. And the gedulim were rabba leikur. The lashon of the Ran is sharabu rabye, and he says shekiyotzibay b'midi da asim me'alma hayabay k'day levatal se'iser. This lashon of the Ran is mashma. This lashon is mashma that it is a classical case of bittul b'roiv, because he uses language that would indicate that it goes with the normal table of bittul in Isurim. And you need each shear of its bittul as a table, meaning standard Isur is Shishim. Truma requires Mea. Those of you who learned at that family know this from recently. Arla and Klayim are even more common to require Masayim. The lashon around here seems to cut back a little bit on what we have in Daf Nun Ches, which indicates it's away from Bittul B'Shishim. And here it's mashma that it goes back to the classical table. So we seem to have some, not sure it's an outright steerer, but we seem to have two different mahalach within the Ran itself. The Rabbeinu Avraham ben Ahar, one of the classical Pirushim of Masechet Zadar, says Mefurish that the shaila of the Gemara here is. When there is, and this is the intriguing Tana name Yishmol Ish Kvar Yoma. The Shaila of Yishmol is not Rabbi Yishmol, it's Yishmol Ish Kvar Yoma, to be distinguished from Rabbi Shmuel Chaveroi in Bar Plukta of Rabbi Akiva. The Rebbe Avraham Nahar is Mashma, that here we're talking about the Shaila is, and this question of Yishmol is when there's Bittul B'shisha. Let me take a look at the lesson of Ram Ben Ahar. Freeze. No, you went too far. It's on the top. He says clearly, Vadish Rabbi Shurim Kav Dainu B'Shboi Yashif Shur Nais and Tam Kudalei Kamav. Not even Rav Be'echad Ameya, if it's a requirement of Truma and 200 for Arla. Farish, the Shita Mikabetzis, says the same, that the beetle that is required here is b'shishim. So you have machlekes rishayim. Taisis Rid says you don't need shishim. The Rush throughout the sugya is silent in any necessity for shishim. The Ran, we have two mahalchim in the Ran, but let's go with the Ran on the first Ran and Dafnut Zayin, Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar, and the Shita Mikubetzes. Here it's a relatively short piece, so we can take out the two lines that we need. Clearly, nothing to speculate about. And this is the lashon of the Re'em. I'm assuming the Re'em is the Rebbe Elazar Mimitz, but I'm not sure. The Shinus, the Muvois, and the Shita Mikubetzes are different sometimes than the Rush tables that we use, but I'm assuming that this is the Rishayim, the Re'em. So now we have a Mechaikas of Sina Rishayim. Do you need Shishim or not? What is this Mechaikas? And more than that, we seem to have a steer in the Ran. The Ran between Nun Zayin, where he is Matrach Shishim, and Nun Ches, where he seems to indicate that you don't need Shishim. Ran changes mind from one Amud literally to the next. So the Karen Ira focuses on this, and he says from the Rama's Mashma that you do need a Shira Bittul. He says either Ran seems to indicate otherwise. No, Lav Dafka. And he says, that you taka need the classical table of Bittul. So the Gedalia Achronim weighed on this, and I'm just going to give you some signposts here for the Mahalchim of the Gedalia Achronim. You're going to have to Baruch Hashem, Gedarkechem BaKodesh, the work yourself. We're going to offer to you a shtickle of Shari Yasher, Reb Shimon, Chazon Ish, Reb Chaim Kanevsky, his nephew, and Talmud Muvak. I think it's safe to say. And then his, going a little bit backwards, his father, the stipler who sums up the Sugya Kedarka B'Kodesh. I'm going to leave the Shari Yasher for last, because it's the most, if you scroll down here, you'll see that, if you scroll down, you'll see that it's short, so we can come back to it. But of course, it's, as usual, a very deep piece of lumdis. So I'm going to do the Bnei Brak before I get to Grodno. The Bnei Brak, of course, is headed by Maran HaChazon Ish. And he says that the bittul we're talking about here is not normal bittul barayv. Why? Because the bittul of Gidulim is not classical bittul barayv. Because Gidulim are not just bittul. Bigulim are begeder, the being mahapech, the iser to heter. And it's as if bonim chadashois ba'u lakan. If you look in the Shikl Chazon Ish, it says, let's pick it up here. Al karchach to mibayale, seven lines down. The gidulim mahapchem as ha'ikr leheter. Gidulim have a power to do more than us classical bittul. It's hipuch. In Canaan, Tzarech Shibigdil and Samach. You don't need Shishim. You need Shishim when you need classical bittul. When it's so powerful that Gidulim create a new entity, and that entity was derived from a hipuch of the Isser into Heter, then it is sufficient to just have Raif. Because it's not classical Bittul B'Raif that we know in all Hilchais Yerideya. Why is that? So he said Mavuyer, and he brings a Raya. Afram I didn't the Saga Ruvik Mashkas about the Batam Shamkhutam Matar Matay Shwiz from Dwal Ikarayv Heter. He brings a Raya from the Lashon HaRan. He says it later again. Mavuyer, the Baruba Sagi, like Kimla and Dikik Bidul and Samach. Who says? Looks Lashon of Gemara. The Mishnah never said this 70, 60. The Tam, the Kivin, the Bilasa, the Karka, Nepach is left. Then she says as far. This is not Bittul where the milk falls into the meat and the 60 on the meat. This is not that, because there, whatever the lumdus of bittul is, the milk does not necessarily become meat. There's a lot of tire in this, of course, in Ilchay's bittul of Yaradeya, but let's assume that for our purposes, it's not as powerful of a gidulin process where the karka, there you see, you're putting it into a pot here, so the bittul makes it go away. Here, you're turning the ikar into the gidulin, the karka, the growth, turns it into a new thing. Mahapcham ikar leheter, and it's panim chadasha yisbo lekan. His father, the Rabbeinu Stipler. In other words, the pshat is that a new onion grew, and it's a heterotic onion. The reverse is also true, by the way. If the ikar is mutter, and the gidl is usser, which is what we learned about last week, then it becomes usser. The ground is mahapachit into a new concept. Reb Chaim, in his seminal sefer, Derech Hamuna, the Klal Yisrael, Mishpach, and Klal Yisrael chose to call Reb Chaim the Baal Derech Hamuna, even though he's authored numerous and numerous important svarim. They could have called him the Baal Archas Yesher, they called him, could have called him the Baal Das Naita, they could have called him numerous other svarim that he authored, but his magnum opus, and what will, you know, Fianis Daiti Ha, Hakatana Ma'oid, what will serve to be his greatest legacy, is his classical pirish on Zraim called Derech HaMuna. Muna is Derech Zraim, which is structured like a Mishabura with Pshat on the Rambam, and then a Bir Halacha. So in the Bir Halacha here, he has a beautiful long piece. He brings this raid and he says Kasa b'chazanish, that, and he brings it in the Derech HaMuna. Because the earth does the changeover. He says Aran Kasa Rogel and Rikal Lav Rabbi Chud Kamal Rebuke Shiatzbem Binidas Baalma Ibeik Telvat Lasis Lcharner Dait Kasa Rama Ram Shitim Kabetzes. Same Raim that Kavana Bashishim. So Reb Chaim has only been on the steer in the run. Abu Kashla Kamanda Afnum Ches, Yisrael Kashla Shvitz, Mitzay Shvitz. He brings that the Ran says, that's our Sugya of this week. The Ran says, it's Mashma, that there is no need for Shishim. The Reb Chaim Shtelzebek this problem. And if you scroll down a bit to where he says, Chashafti, Reb Chaim offers a teretz. I'm going to let you do this on your own. He says the Ran holds at the Rambam in Hilchos Machol Sesuris, and he gives you a very important lumdus and beer in the Chazon Ish and the other tzedadim in the sugi. Here in the left side, which is the equivalent of the Mishabura, he says, this is the Svarta Chazanish. you look down in the Tzion Halacha, which is the Shaar Tzion, where are we up to? Go down, Resh and Dalet. Chazon Shvius, Taisus Rid, and all the Rishonim that we mentioned here today. Stipler sums it all up. Kedarka b'kodesh. It's a very important simon. Keep on going. Live there from one to the island to be mayan in. Sugi digi doing. So, Reb Chaim, the stipler brings the sugya on the first sugya, which was last week's daf of Shmolish Kfar Yama. And he brings the shaila here on the Rabu HaGdulin. And he says, Pirish Aran, seven lines down, the Pshitlan Shemrak HaGdulin and Het Vadi Chalabal Tzikr. Gulum Skuf Mesaf Kle Shem Hei Matz Min Asurim Kikr Isser Kibbutz Min Shach Min Eitz Min Iker. That's the Nun Zayin Sugya. And Daf Nun Ches, this week, Bir Ma Shechrich Lefrayim Ad Yisland Mishra Bayin the Sugya brings the Lashon of our Gemara, left side. Freeze, you can see it's the Dharm Sim Lama Dalet. Let's go to the second paragraph. All this has to be obviously learned. Freeze, freeze. Last four lines of the first paragraph. Sorry. Freeze. Dr. Azai. The last seven or eight lines. The Gedulim are Iker. The Rishonim all learns the classical din of Bittul. Shita the Gedul Naimat Ben Hetter Ein Kanal Taruvus Yisur Hetter. He's at Tumu Atuba, and he asks the Shaila, how does the sugya work out with the classical halachis of Bittul? Scroll down. Freeze right there. Top. There's bittul here, but not classical bittul. It's a new halacha, which Rabbeinu Chazanish is mechadesh called nepach ledavar chadash shuhi heter. Nepach. Okay, scroll down after the brackets. Leave the brackets go away. It's the end of the paragraph. So then the stipler goes through the sugya using this side. And in the paragraph on the left side, Vzei Ya'ir Lan, Inyan Sasum. And he goes through the two possibilities of whether it's Teruvis or whether it's a different, separate halacha of Gidulon, which is the core of the sugya. And let me tell you what he says, as best that I can summarize it, and you'll have to learn it yourself. And he says, the Ran's Kasha had a Kasha. What's Ran's Kasha? How is it Gemara being Mechiach, that from Shvius, that, which is Asher's B'chol Shu, because we see that the Gidulon are Mevatel Iker. Lamaisa for Isser, we require Bittel because of Nizgadol Miktas Isser. It grew. And therefore, the entire the entire thing becomes usser. But where do we see that the koyach of these geduim are so powerful that they'd be able to usher the entire growth? So the Ran holds, Rikishitasai, it's not midin classical bitl. If the gedulin are kumaisai, that's the Gemara Shaila. Are the gedulin mamish like the ikur kumaisai? Therefore, it's al karchach aser. And if it's not kumaisai, it's treated that the gedulin are mavatl the ikur. If it was a din of helchis classical bitl bereiv, how could we possibly mechiach that it's aser, that it should be mevatel the heter? So he says, if you use this, he said that it's not a classical din of bittul, that it's a hishtanus of the entire object through, as the Chazon Ish svar, that it's nepach to something that's new. So then we can understand that the betzel also becomes shmita, and not just it's a din of teruvos. And this would be a complicated nafkamina inyan bir and shvius, which we don't have the full background here. You have to go into the raif and shvius, and you mevayer the entire object because it all was nepach into an object of shmita. And if the object of shmita requires bir, and therefore the gidulin are mevatel the ikur because not midin classical bittul b'rayv, but midin ne'epach to a new object. Scroll down, show you the sweep of this Kilas Yaakov. It's a long, complicated piece. I just want to go back to the Shaar Yashar. Talks about beer. And as you can see, it is a very complicated piece. I don't expect the Olam to be able to go through this entire stapler with all the details, but just try to focus on this lumdus here, that it's not classical bittul, it's a different halacha of Yidulun. Shaar Yashar, let's go back here. Shaar Hei, Parenthesis Zayin, says, he's discussing another issue. He says that this sugya, we don't need bittul b'shishim. Why? Because anytime we have min v'minoi, really the inyan of bittul is only midrabanan. Why? It's a gzeira atu min shalai b'minoi. Min shalai b'minoi is b'nais and tam. If there's a tam of iser in it, that's shalai b'minoi, then that's sufficient to aser it. Gedulin, by definition, we do not have this distinction between min and eni minoi. Because by definition, gedulim are its min. It's always its min. They're always growing from the ikur. Therefore, perhaps the entire requirement that Chazal instituted to require shishim, which really stems from a gzeira, not necessary here, and that's why you don't need shishim. He kind of throws it in here as a world-class Lamed Shofar here in just a few lines. We have a problem with where it's impossible, meaning where it's aser b'nais and tam. There, Chazal said you need shishim. Gedulim, there's no din of enaminai because gedulim by definition are aminai. Kachay gedulim. You'll have to go back and see which Rashi he is referring to, but this is his yisayid that bittul b'shishim is a gzeira atu she'ein aminoi, and therefore it cannot be applicable. The standard hilchis bittul cannot be applicable here because we are, of course, in the case of bidulin, talking only b'she'ein aminoi. Okay, everybody. So just to sum up, we have machlekes rishonim how to understand the sugya, whether it's classical bittul which is matzach shishim or not, and we set up the assistance of our brilliant sugya mefarshim and machlekes in the rishonim between Taisus Rid and the Rush, and one of the Lashonis in the Ran that you don't need Shishim, another Lashon in the Ran and the Re'eim in the Shittim Mikabetzes require Shishim. And the question is, what is the Machlokes here? So the seminal Vart here that we want you to scrutinize this week is the Shittas HaChazanish, that it's a different type of bittul here. It's not classical bittul. It's nepach le'isser, and the karka turns the gidulin into a totally different object. Take a look at the Bir Halacha and Derech Emunah, who goes through the sugya beautifully in a relatively short manner, and both in the Mishnah Berurah part where he brings the Chazanish and the Bir Halacha part where he analyzes it. And then the Shaar Yashar is literally a several minute read if you're just focusing on the last piece where he says his svara of min b'sheinim minay and min b'minay. And by definition here, there's no min b'minay because it's all one thing. And then, of course, the stipler, the complicated stipler, because it does several other sugyas. But we learn these sugyas of Shemitah here. That's one of the benefits of learning the Dharma. You get all of Shas and do the best that you can on going through the stipler, as always, is written clearly and lucidly. Ad Kan Gedulim, part two. Next week we move on. Yashar Koyach, Rabbi Say. Everybody have a good week.